Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Tim Gregory, the co-founder and chief investment manager for Vermeer Investment Management. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Nick.
Interest rates, they're going up, aren't they?
Well, it looks like Mr. Carney has been signalling that finally he's going to reverse the interest rate cut that we had last year, probably later this year in November, and I think the market's braced for that. Big question is, will we be one and done, and that be the end of it for some while? And will the economy be impacted by that, or will actually he be able to try to put rates up even further going forward?
Now, there's a massive conflict of the outlook for interest rates in 2018. Mr. Carney's been described as a bad boyfriend, an unreliable boyfriend, I think was the actual term. Okay, do we actually trust him to manage the interest rate cycle?
Well, we don't really know yet, because since he's been in charge of the MPC, there's only been one change in interest rate policy when they decided post the Brexit to cut rates further. I think that was a questionable decision because actually at that point the economy was doing pretty well, not really responding negatively to the Brexit vote at that time, and there were benefits from the fall in the pound, which definitely helped tourism and has been helping British exporters. And since we've seen expectations of rate rises coming back into the frame, the pound has strengthened, and potentially that is a bit of a risk for, you know, tourism, which is a big component of the British economy, and to exporters. So I think the MPC's got to be really careful not to be too aggressive on rates and push the pound too high, because I think that would have negative impacts on the economy. And people are worried about the impacts of the pound's weakness on inflation.
Yep.
But, you know, the argument might be that that is transitory, because obviously you've had the big shift in the pound. Once that washes through, then inflation will start to come down again.
But there's been lots of surveys this summer suggesting it's a 50-50 chance that we go into recession and the fear of Brexit and that scenario. Mm-hmm. Okay, would it be wrong that rates actually go up in November, in your humble opinion?
Well, I don't think rates should have been cut last year. So a rise in rates this time would simply reverse that.
Bad call.
Well, I certainly would not. I didn't think there was any reason to cut rates at that. I think that it was fair to see how the economy developed and to leave some more ammo in the chamber, so to speak. But I think having made that cut, the MPC are keen to try to reverse that and try to normalise policy as much as they can. My personal view is that their scope to raise rates will be limited, and having raised rates once in 2018, they will find it difficult to raise rates aggressively again next year.
Tim, thank you very much indeed.